Positive affirmations are incredibly popular. Millions of people practice positive affirmations in the morning to help them sleep, for success, for abundance, for self-love, for manifestation, for anxiety, for work. There are positive affirmations for women, for men, and for children. There are daily affirmations, mantras, and meditations for an abundance mindset. However, I am not a fan of positive affirmations. If you are new here, welcome. My name is Melissa. I teach yin yoga, restorative yoga, hatha yoga, and yoga nidra. I'm a student of Tibetan Buddhism in the lineage of Chogyam Trungpa with Dharma Ocean. I tend to agree with Pema Chodron that affirmations are like screaming that you're okay in order to overcome the whisper that you're not. Maybe you're okay, well, no big deal. None of us are okay and all of us are just fine. I love that quote. To me, affirmations are a way to fight against our reality. They're a desire to escape our current situation. When we push our agenda, positive affirmations, we may be judging ourselves or our circumstances as some way inadequate. Positive affirmations often start from a place of judgment, resistance, and striving for some kind of ego ideal that is currently not happening in our lives. I believe that kind of judging and pushing to live up to some kind of ego ideal is a kind of self-harm that alienates you and disconnects you from the expression of your true self. It's a kind of inner violence that we inflict on ourselves to say, this shouldn't be happening in my life. I shouldn't be feeling this way. Nobody else feels this way. I should get over this. And it causes distress emotionally, energetically, physically, in our bodies. I'm much more inclined to turn towards myself, offer myself tenderness and compassion if I'm feeling poverty and failure, and ask myself, where do I feel failure in my body? And how does poverty feel in my body? I try to remind myself that millions of other people in the world are experiencing poverty and failure. Not only do they experience poverty and failure, but they also experience feelings of poverty, feelings of failure several times a day. And that's when I start to feel connection rather than isolation. No longer am I the one experiencing these feelings, and am I the one trying to push past them into success and abundance. And then I can ask myself, what do I need right now? What generosity can I offer myself in this moment? Maybe it's a short walk in a nearby park that reminds me of the lush resources available in our beautiful city, and I can reconnect with the feeling of blessing for living here. Or maybe it's going back and reading some of the thank you notes that I've received that reminds me that I'm not a failure. Maybe reaching out to others and thanking them for how they have contributed in a positive way to my life that will give me a sense of connection and expansion, and that will open my heart to connect to others with a sense of abundance and success. So being a spiritual person doesn't mean that all your experiences are only positive. This is what I call being a spiritual zombie or a spiritual pancake. In my experience, the more my spiritual life has expanded, the greater range of emotional and energetic experience that I have opened to. It's not always comfortable, but there is definitely a greater range of experience. So positivity, happiness, calmness, peacefulness, groundedness, and bliss are not the only barometers for spiritual presence. What happens when these states are not present? We tend to judge ourselves harshly and we resist our emotional and energetic experience. We tend to feel as though we have failed. So there is both yin and yang in our lives. Sometimes our lives will be expanding and sometimes they will be contracting. Day turns into night, the tide comes in and it goes out. To insist that wealth constantly flows into my life goes against the natural flow and rhythm of yin and yang. We always have the opportunity to take a step back and question the ideas and beliefs that we are clinging to with affirmation. This takes courage. Some abundant mindsets fail to recognize how the ebb and flow of life. This is the same mindset that has caused our environmental crisis, one where we believe we can continually take without the respect for the limitation of resources. This is the precious and sacred potential that we have as human beings to connect with the wisdom of our hearts. If you made it all the way to the end of this video, give it a thumbs up. If it gave you a different way to think about positive affirmations today, and put, I am connected with the wisdom of my heart in the comments. Thank you so much for your attention today, and I will see you in the next video. Namaste.